Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Here's why Carolina knocks Wake Forest from the ranks of unbeaten. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The talk all over town and probably the state is how are the Tar Heels favored over the 8-0 and 10th ranked Demon Deacons. The Vegas line opened at 4.5, but has since gone down to 2.5 because the bookies can't find enough people who are taking Wake to cover. UNC wins outright for various reasons, such as superior size of the interior lines, comparative strength of schedules to date, and home field where Mac Brown's team is tough but not unbeatable. Along the O-line, which has had an up-and-down season due to injuries, Carolina averages almost 30 more pounds than the Deacs. That means Sam Howell won't be under as much pressure directing a newly balanced offense and improved running game. A Heisman long shot, Howell is still in the race for All-ACC quarterback. The defensive lines are close to similar in size, which indicates both teams will score a lot of points, especially with Wake's statistically superior star Sam Hartman at quarterback. Dave Clawson's Deacons can also score in a hurry, but their best bet might be to get their own running attack going and make it a little more ball control game than a wide-open passing fest. The Tar Heels have played a tougher schedule to this point from opening night, Virginia Tech versus Old Dominion, and week two, Georgia State versus Norfolk State, which, by the way, gave Wake Forest the unofficial Tidewater Championship. Even ACC slates favor UNC so far. Wake beat Florida State at home when the Seminoles were still horrible. Carolina's stunning loss to the Noles turned their season around from bad to better. Both teams beat Virginia by 20 points, but the Heels scored 22 more on the Wahoos, although the Deacons did beat them in Charlottesville. They also held off Louisville at home, survived at Syracuse in OT, and won a 70-56 shootout at Army. Both clobbered Duke. The schedule rankings have UNC 39th with Miami number 1 and Notre Dame 4, while Wake is 79th, their toughest foes schedule rated at number 22. The Deacs led a year ago in Keenan before falling 59-53. This one is a non-conference game, so they could lose and still win the ACC Atlantic. Tough with NC State and trips to Clemson and BC left to play. This is Archansky. See ya.